trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-593-6027. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-593-6027. That's 800-593-6027. Again, 800-593-6027.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi, breaking news. 2 more years of the Patrick Mahomes-Travis Kelce connection in Kansas City. The Chiefs and Kelce agreed to a 2-year extension, reportedly making him the highest-paid tight end in the NFL. ESPN's Adam Schefter's reporting, running back Ezekiel Elliott agreed on a 1-year deal with the Cowboys, max value $3 million. First-round NBA playoffs, Nuggets may be without one of their best players, Game 5 versus the Lakers tonight. Point guard Jamal Murray left calf strain, listed as questionable in the potential series clincher. First Take host, Stephen A. Smith.
Michael Porter Jr., obviously Jamal Murray, them brothers have to show up. They showed up for the first 3 games, didn't really show up in Game 4. They got to do that. Jokic is Jokic. He always there. He'll never let you down. But those other guys got to show up. And if Jamal Murray is not there, Jokic usually, they're not the same Denver Nuggets team.
UAB football players said their entire roster has signed up for athletes.org, making them the first full Division I football team to publicly join a budding players association.
As humans, we like having options. One option you might like is speaking with a real person when you call about your credit card. With 24/7 live U.S.-based customer service from Discover, everyone can talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You're listening to The Pulse with Pat Strothman on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Small town, big dreams. Premonition his city would get seen. Now I'm winning, get sheen in the city of the home of our
what's heroes. Up, Wichita? Happy Monday, everyone. NFL draft is officially in the books. K-State with some changes to that basketball team. And we have some breaking Kansas City Chiefs news. Lots of stuff to get into over the course of the next couple of hours right here on The Pulse on Wichita Sports Leader, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. We are also streaming in a couple different places. If you have a smart speaker, I will always listen to the smart speaker when I'm at home. Tell it to tune into ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. You can also download the TuneIn app. The nifty thing about the TuneIn app is you can favorite the radio station on there. So that way, every time you pull up the TuneIn app, it will pop up with it. It's very, very handy. It's very slick. We also have a website. That might be the best way to go about listening to the show, if I'm being honest. Because on ESPNWichita.com, not only do you have a listen live button, but you also have the podcast page, which allows you to go back and listen to previous interviews with Chris Kleiman, Lance Leipold, whoever might be on the show. You can also listen to Shane's previous editions. You can listen to the Border Patrol, Soren Petro with a program. It is all readily available at your fingertips online at ESPNWichita.com. Or if you want to check out Spotify, Apple Music, everyone has their own shtick. So if you prefer that, hey, all power to you. I'm Pat Strothman. Producing today is Jack Johnson. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call in at 316-669-4996. 316-669-4996. You will need that number if you want to win $30 worth of Cash Blitz instant tickets courtesy of our friends at the Kansas Lottery. That will be taking place at some point today. Kansas Lottery just continues to spoil us. Well, theoretically, it's actually spoiling you. So if you have any interest in potentially winning some free cash, that's how you do it. 316-669-4996. What did you think of the NFL draft? How did Kansas City do? Who's your favorite pick? Let us know on the text line, 316-247-0923. Lots of fun on the text line today during Shane's show. If you want to keep the good times rolling on a Monday, let me hear you on the text line, 316-247-0923. We also have social media, Twitter/X, Facebook, Instagram. Check out all the digital content that Chance Lebo is creating on those various pages. We're having lots of fun on social media. Hope you can be a part of the fun. Like and follow all those different pages, please, and thank you. Here today, hour number one, no surprise, a lot of it has to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Originally, it was going to be, hey, what'd you think of other teams in the AFC West and their draft class? That was going to be the case coming up in just a little bit. However, breaking news with the Kansas City Chiefs involving a certain superstar tight end. We will break that down coming up at 2:25. After that, we'll have our Beast of the Week. We'll take a look at some spectacular performances from last week / weekend across all levels of sports. Let's be real. It's not just going to be local. It's across all levels. Hour number two begins with a little college basketball talk, K-State men's basketball. You're looking at that roster. There will be a ton of new faces because some individuals are bouncing, some individuals are coming in. And, yeah, I guess we can talk about that one Derby running back that decided to go to Kansas State. Yeah, we might get into that 302. 325, we'll sneak in a little Kansas City Royals talk with Jack Johnson. I'm sure he's got plenty of thoughts on what took place this past weekend with the Detroit Tigers. And then at 345, we will wrap things up with a Mount Rushmore Monday. That's what we got for you. It is April 29, 2024. Greatly appreciate you all for tuning in on this marvelous Monday afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. I do know that some individuals down in Oklahoma, up in Nebraska, it was not a great weekend, to say the least. I know my sister up in Nebraska was a little bit concerned about the storms down this way. Fortunately, we're okay, but I do know that some individuals are not the same way. So if you are listening via the stream in various places, hopefully you're doing okay. All right. The Kansas City Chiefs, their draft class is officially built for 2024. We already talked about the first pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. They traded up to get Xavier Worthy out of Texas. He ran the fastest 40-yard dash at the combine since at least 2003. With a blistering time of 4.21 seconds. There's no secret that his speed jumps out on tape and makes him a threat to pull away after the catch, take the top off the coverage, return kicks for touchdowns. He's not too bad as a route runner. He has the traits to continue to develop there, and he can certainly explode out of the chute. He is smaller at 5'11", 165 pounds, but we already talked about the new weapon for Patrick Mahomes. Safe to say, a lot of people like that pick, and I don't necessarily blame those individuals liking that pick. In round two, Kansas City only had one day two pick. Jack and I thought the Chiefs would go offensive line in the first round. They traded up, not for an offensive lineman, but for Xavier Worthy. In round two, they end up selecting an offensive lineman out of BYU, 6'5", 326-pounder, Kingsley Suamatia. And I brought up, I think we both did, on Friday, what would be a key to a successful NFL draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I love this individual. He's not the most consistent offensive lineman in the draft. That's probably why he's a second rounder, not a first rounder. But if you look at his ceiling, it seems like the ceiling is pretty high for this individual. He's quick and long enough to take the edge from speed rushers. He has a powerful punch on tape. He's got big hands, moves well for his size. And he's a tough one to beat if he locks in. He has the size and range to cover up defenders in the run game. He can line up on either side. He actually is one of the top swing tackles in this year's NFL draft. But the fact that Donovan Smith is a free agent, Wynane Morris might not be the answer at left tackle. You need to go out and get someone who can compete. And I do believe that's what he is going to be able to do. Kingsley Suamatia, I think, could be a fantastic pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. Elsewhere for Kansas City, we'll get to Travis Kelce in just a little bit, but Jared Wiley out of TCU ends up going in the fourth round to Kansas City, 6'6", 249 pounds. He's a big target with a wide catch radius. I think the one thing people really like about him is he can block a little bit, which when you take a look at that tight end room, yes, you have Travis Kelce out there. He's not going to be the main powerful guy that's going to run you over when it comes to running. He's not going to be that type of guy as a run blocker, especially as he continues to get older. You do bring in Irv Smith Jr., who I guess can show those flashes from time to time. But you don't have to worry about Jody Fortson. I don't think we've heard anything about Blake Bell as of late. So you take a look at that tight end room. Noah Gray could be a blocker, but I think they want to turn him into more of a receiver. Jared Wiley is a guy who can block, which I think stands out with a lot of individuals. That's what you need in this offense. But some would say that maybe he could be the replacement for Travis Kelce. I don't want to say that too soon because I thought we said the same thing about Noah Gray, and we haven't seen that translate as of right now. But I do know, based on them looking at all these different individuals and pundits talking about the Chiefs draft, a lot of people would pick Jared Wiley as the number one pick for Kansas City from this past weekend. Also in round four, Kansas City goes safety with Jaden Hicks out of Washington State. Watching film on him, he seems like a guy who can come up and pop you in the mouth. That seems to be the number one thing that stands out with him. And a lot of people thought that the value there from Kansas City's in to be able to get a guy like this in the fourth round. We've already seen what Kansas City can do with some secondary guys in the later rounds. Maybe he could be the latest one to develop for Kansas City. Kansas City goes center in round number five. Hunter Norzad from Penn State started 20 games at right tackle at Cornell. Started at center for Penn State the past two seasons. He did play a little bit of guard in 2022. Now, does this mean that he's going to turn into Creed Humphrey's replacement? I guess that could be the case. But keep in mind that the main guy to worry about on that offensive line for Kansas City for future years is the guy at right tackle in Trey Smith, who very well could get paid a boatload of money if he chooses to go into free agency. And I do think there's a really good chance of that happening because we saw it this past year. And I do remember someone saying, well, how about you take Creed Humphrey? Instead of him being center, you slide on the right guard, and maybe that's what this pick very well could be about. But I do think you need some depth there. And I don't mind Brett Veach going after offensive linemen. I know it's not sexy to a lot of individuals, but to beef up that offensive line, I don't think it's a terrible decision whatsoever for Brett Veach. Round six, Chance Lebo's favorite pick because he's a Tennessee Volunteer guy. Kamal Haddon, he has the ability to cover receivers, obviously. Chance believes that with him being in round number six, he can be the true steal of the draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. Chance thought that he was by far and away one of the better guys to watch at Tennessee. And then Kansas City wraps up the NFL draft with C.J. Hansen out of Holy Cross in round seven. Three offensive linemen in this year's NFL draft for Kansas City. Wide receiver, you do have a corner, you have a tight end, and you have a safety. Don't have a defensive tackle, which that's a little bit of a surprise. I thought maybe they would try to beef up the inside on the defensive side of the ball. We all know what they have with their edge rushers. You would think that they would be set there for a little while with George Karlaftis. Charles Omenihu is recovering. You have Felix Inuike Uzomah that they selected last year. You have Mike Dana back. I know those guys can play inside and out as well, so maybe drafting a true defensive tackle might not be the thing. But if you look at the D tackles outside of Chris Jones, you got a lot of short-term contracts. Not that maybe they would go defensive tackle, but instead they go with beef over on the offensive line, which I can't complain with that. And the other one that maybe that you wanted to see was a running back in the later rounds. But Kansas City's got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They have Isaiah Pacheco. You can bring in one more individual, and there's your running back room. And who knows, maybe they can still go after and land a veteran free agent after all the stuff that has taken place. So maybe that's the route for Kansas City. The Chiefs have done that quite a bit, it would seem. Go get a running back who might be a name, might have some mileage on those wheels, bring him in, and have him be a part of that group. I like this draft quite a bit for Kansas City. I really do. You address the wide receiver question at the very, very top. You trade it up for a guy with a lot of speed. I don't think he's going to be Tyreek Hill 2.0. That's what a lot of people want to start thinking about with Xavier Worthy. I still think it's pretty early to kind of go down that route. But there's no secret. His speed jumps out. I do think there are a lot of different things that you can do to use him in that Chiefs offense. Maybe the most important thing is when it comes to returns, you don't have to worry about Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney being back there. They could be secondary options while Xavier Worthy can be your top guy and potentially change things for Kansas City. You get your offensive tackle, and look, it's a swing tackle, which I really like as well. It would appear Kansas City is going to keep Juwan Taylor on the right side of the ball, which is fine. For the dollar amount that they paid him, though, you thought that was a little bit of a reach. You would think that they would try to slide him over to the left side of the line, and maybe that's still an option. But you get a swing tackle who can play both sides. I don't hate that one bit for the Chiefs. And you get some more offensive line pieces, which I don't think you can have too many offensive line pieces at this stage if you're Kansas City. You've seen what it's like when your offensive line is banged up and you have to come up with someone. You look at last year in the Super Bowl. You have Joe Tooney, who's not available. You have Nick Allegretti, who has been a part of all those Super Bowl championship runs, and he steps in at the right time. He could have maybe gone somewhere else. Kansas City could have moved on from him. But the Chiefs kept him, and they kept him there because you just never know when injuries happen. If you lose a quality offensive lineman like a Joe Tooney, got to have someone who's going to be ready for the challenge. Get those depth pieces in. I don't mind depth whatsoever. Jared Wiley, another tight end. Don't mind it one bit. Jaden Hicks at safety. Safety, one of those positions that might not be on everyone's radar. And a center with Hunter Norzad. Again, I don't know what to make of that one. But overall, really thought this was a solid draft across the board for Kansas City. And a lot of people are raving about it as well. If you take a look at some NFL pundits, they're raving about it as well. 316-247-0923. I do see a text in Veach We Trust. Fill some needs and got some speed. Speed is a wonderful thing. You have Hollywood Brown alongside Xavier Worthy. Yeah, that's a good amount of speed there. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, you hope that they can have better years. Travis Kelce will be Travis Kelce. And boom, there's a look at your offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. My favorite pick, though, of the weekend has to be the big fella from BYU. I do think that to me was the guy I really wanted on day number two, and Kansas City got him. Kingsley Suamataia. I think I'm forgetting one more. Hard to say. But I really like Kingsley quite a bit. He was the guy I really wanted Kansas City to get on day number two. And the Chiefs ended up getting him. I didn't think that he would be there at that time. But they end up pulling it off. So, and Andy Reid gets to bring in another BYU Cougar. So I think that's a wonderful thing as well. Jack Johnson, now that the NFL draft is complete, and by the way, job well done this past weekend. I know it was a long weekend for you, especially on a Friday night. All of the draft coverage that you had for us as well in Kansas City. What was your main takeaway from the draft? Who was your favorite pick? What did you think of Kansas City's haul at the end of the day?
Well, I think there's a good separation between, you know, the best pick the Chiefs made and maybe my favorite pick. I think the best pick they made had to have been Kingsley Suamataia going in day number two, because we all knew that he had first-round talent. He was in a couple of mock drafts going in the first round, and honestly, I thought there was a scenario on day one when they could have traded up and gotten Kingsley. But the fact that he fell to day two and a couple of tackles were taken before him, and the Chiefs and Brett Veach made another trade up to go get him, it just shows you how at times the board can really fall in your favor. But to me, I still think the favorite pick I have it is Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier Worthy is one of those guys that can, of course it may not always work out, but can really take your speed and your passing attack to the next level. And we had seen, since Brett Veach has become the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, when he trades up and trades up in the first round, it's usually hitting on a player. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes being the most famous, Trent McDuffie probably the second most famous. He has traded up before, but in the first round, when you trade up and you go for a guy like that, that might not have been the number one on the board, maybe the Chiefs see something that they can do with that player that other teams feel like they cannot. And I thought at the time when they were trading up on night one, A.D. Mitchell was going to be the guy. But, you know, our good friend Chance Lebo, he gets the benefit of having A.D. Mitchell in Indianapolis. But, you know, that was good value there. But for the Chiefs, clearly the goal all along was to bring in somebody like Xavier Worthy. And with his game-changing speed, that's really exciting. That, to me, would be my favorite pick. But the best pick probably has to go to Suamataia or Jaden Hicks in round four, because Jaden Hicks was on a couple of mocks going in round two. Some had him up there as a top three safety in the draft. And, you know, to be able to find value like that in the third and final day is incredible for Kansas City. And then you kind of have this exciting prospect in Jared Wiley, 6'6", 260, ran a 4.6. I know they have four tight ends in that room at this point. But you're looking to the future a little bit of maybe being able to hand over the reins one day to a tight end that maybe is somewhat close in size to Travis Kelce, right? I think Jared Wiley is bigger. I think Travis Kelce is 6'5", 6'6", but 260, 265, that's a little bit bulkier than Travis Kelce. And you know, Noah Gray is fine, but Noah Gray is significantly smaller than Travis Kelce. This kind of feels like one of those, you know, dream scenarios where down the road our team's looking at the Chiefs and going, damn, Travis Kelce's done playing, but now we got to deal with Jared Wiley. I mean, those are some of the picks you saw in day three that were very much exciting and intriguing. And as for day one and day two, they got the two positions of need they needed, and they were two guys that were very high on the board. Xavier Worthy was a top five wide receiver, and Suamataia was very highly regarded as a tackle. And I think the only reason he fell a little bit was because he had 1 year at the college level at left tackle. But clearly the Chiefs and, you know, Brett Veach and Mike Borgonzi view him as a guy that can compete for a starting job on in training camp and maybe be the starter in week one, that Thursday night game to kick off the NFL season. And that's pretty hard to do when drafting an offensive lineman and especially a tackle that late in the draft.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see how things pan out. I know when things happen right away, we want to immediately slap a letter grade onto something and immediately go, this is the best draft that we've ever seen from a certain organization. Still got a little ways to see things play out before we get to training camp, all that wonderful stuff. However, though, on paper, it does appear to be all the right moves for Brett Veach. I think the best part is Brett Veach having so much luck in the later rounds, and you just feel so confident with whoever he gets that it's going to end up being gold. What do you make of the center from Penn State, Jack Johnson? Is it too far-fetched for me to say I don't think Kansas City would go with Creed Humphrey at right guard if Trey Smith were to walk, but I don't know. I'm thinking of the future as well, and that's what Brett Veach does too. Brett Veach likes to pick guys and stash them, and then you hope they develop, and then you can turn that guy loose to be a starter by the time he's in his third year as a professional. What do you make of the center pick there for Kansas City?
Yeah, this is the guy that I think kind of takes the role of Nick Allegretti and can be a little bit of a swing guard that he can play multiple spots. And you know, maybe alongside Mike Caliendo and maybe somebody else they were to bring in, you might have to turn to them at some point this season. And that's always good to find that type of offensive line depth in day three of the draft.
All right, there you go. NFL Draft 2024 officially over from Detroit. What letter grade would you give Kansas City's draft? That's right, it's letter grade season. Let me know what do you think of the draft for the Kansas City Chiefs on the text line, 316-247-0923. Later on this hour, our Beast of the Week, when we return, the breaking news that took place right before the show, we do need to address it. Pretty big news for Kansas City. What does it all mean? We'll get to all of that when we return here on The Pulse.
You're tuned into The Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees, and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites.
Ready to experience the best ticket on the Korn Ferry Tour? The Wichita Open is back and better than ever. We're offering two types of tickets to fit your budget and preference. The daily Wichita Open VIP ticket gets you exclusive access to the Wichita Open party deck at the famous 17th hole, with food and full bar service included for $125. Or check out the Vornado Fan Zone. For only $30, you'll have access to the grounds and complimentary soda, water, and Anheuser-Busch products. Hurry, tickets are going fast and availability is limited. Don't miss the party atmosphere surrounding the 17th hole and the opportunity to see top talent from around the world.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Gum Out fuel injector cleaner can clean your entire system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $7. A great deal to help you go a good deal farther. Find Gum Out fuel injector cleaner and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hope you enjoyed our NFL draft coverage this past weekend. Jack Johnson was the main star on Friday. Thursday was Ren Petro and company. And of course, on Saturday, we had NFL draft coverage courtesy of ESPN. Your home in the NFL is right here, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM. Coming up shortly, our Beast of the Week. Some big performances to look at from this past weekend slash week. Here's the breaking news when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about Kansas City selecting a tight end in round four of the NFL draft on Saturday. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have officially extended the contract of tight end Travis Kelce for two additional seasons, keeping the veteran tight end signed for the 2027 season. Patrick Mahomes celebrated the extension by posting to Twitter slash X, "I told y'all I'll never let him leave. Congrats, my guy." Kelce last season fell 16 yards short of his eighth straight 1,000-yard season. Kelce missed the first game of the season with a knee injury and sat out the last game to rest for the playoffs. Seven straight 1,000-yard seasons is a record for his position. It ended up being a good decision for Travis Kelce. He came back, and you just saw that he was rejuvenated. Ended up being a pretty big difference for Kansas City. The 34-year-old, who has been selected to nine consecutive Pro Bowls and is a four-time first-team All-Pro, had 93 grabs for 984 yards and five touchdowns last season. In the postseason, he added 32 catches for 355 yards and four touchdowns as he helped the Chiefs win a second consecutive Super Bowl and third overall in five seasons. Kelce now has 907 receptions for 11,328 yards and 74 touchdowns in 11 NFL seasons. In 22 postseason games, he has an NFL record 165 catches for 1,903 yards and 19 touchdowns. Travis Kelce moved ahead of Jerry Rice for the most receptions in postseason history during the 2023 playoffs. 165 catches. Jerry Rice had 151. Julian Edelman is third best with 118. Tom Pelissero, he has some money attached to this. The extension tacks on 2 years and $34.25 million to the 2 years remaining on his old deal. Kelce now has guaranteed money in 2024 with additional money vesting year by year. He's signed through 2027 when he'll be 38 years old. Can you make it to 38? Gosh, I hope so. That's the one thing to think about. It's like, can he make it? Well, look, this guy has been so dynamic. He is the NFL's highest paid tight end. This should surprise no one. And Kansas City, as of right now, when you take a look at all the deals that they've done in the offseason, they brought in a couple guys on one-year contracts, trying to run it back with the same roster. You have Chris Jones as a top priority going into the offseason. And Kansas City got the deal done for him, making him one of the top guys in the NFL, especially on the defensive side of the ball. That's what Chris Jones wanted. Brett Veach took care of him. And after that got done, I think we were all wondering what the next step would be for Kansas City in terms of trying to keep their guys happy and satisfied. And Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, those guys never seem to be about the money. At least that's what we think when we watch these individuals go up to the podium and talk to media members and field questions. You just never really felt like this was all about the money to these individuals. I am really interested to see what happens with the cap and if there are any voided years. I am a little bit interested in that for Travis Kelce and how this helps out Kansas City. But Brett Veach knew that a deal had to be done. It was time to take care of him. If you got the money right now, play around with it and make sure that you take care of the guy. Patrick Mahomes is the top guy at quarterback, Chris Jones at defensive tackle, and now you have the tight end like Travis Kelce taken care of. No surprise in one bit. Now, can you get to 38? That would be the real question for Travis Kelce. That would be the real question for Travis Kelce is, does he actually get to the end of the contract? Travis Kelce is a warrior, and he has been Iron Man for a long time in Kansas City. He's only going to get older. He's going to see a decrease in snaps, would be my guess. Kansas City is going to try to make sure he is in the best shape as possible. He's got to be in the best shape of his life. And again, you saw last year, there at the very end, he decides to take that break, and week 17 comes back, and when you watched him, you just saw a different Travis Kelce, or maybe the same Travis Kelce that we all understand or all know and love, but we didn't see that type of Travis Kelce throughout the regular season. Now, part of that could be the lack of other options in the offense. Maybe that impacted the play a little bit for Travis Kelce. But in all reality, despite not having other weapons to draw defenders away from Travis Kelce, he still had an incredibly productive season. And I would not be surprised in the slightest if he bounces back with 1,000-plus yards in 2024 at age 34. Insane. And also, too, with his brother retiring and Jason Kelce, I think there was some legitimate worry that maybe Travis Kelce was soon to follow. Maybe not this year, but when you add on an additional couple of years on the contract, that's going to keep him to stay around for a little bit longer. Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Dave Toe, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, now Travis Kelce. You pretty much have the core group sticking around in Kansas City for quite some time. No surprise in the slightest. Again, we'll see how this affects the cap for Kansas City. Does this help him out for this year? Does it help him out for next year? Does this give them a little bit more wiggle room in some areas? I would hope so. Travis Kelce, though, getting this new contract done, adding those two extra years, it appears he's going to be a Chief for his entire career, which I think that in itself would be kind of cool. But who knows? You know, we'll see at the tail end. Maybe he feels like he's got a little bit of juice left and will go somewhere else. But Travis Kelce seems, as much as we think about Patrick Mahomes being in Kansas City for 10-plus years, Travis Kelce is one of the original cornerstones for this Chiefs organization. Already is the greatest tight end, according to many individuals. Well, the greatest tight end now has the dollar amount to reflect that in the NFL. Travis Kelce getting an additional 2 years, Jack Johnson, what do you make of the Chiefs' decision to tack on an additional 2 years and $30-plus million for Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I think it's very deserving. Glad they were able to get this done and maybe don't have to speculate for a few more years that Travis Kelce might be hanging up his cleats. He's still clearly got a lot left in the tank. The Chiefs have seen that, and it was good they rewarded him by paying him a good chunk of money to tack on a little bit extra to the contract he's already under. It shows that he's got no feeling of retiring soon. He wants to capitalize on the final years of his career, and what better way to do that than in Kansas City? So job well done on Brett Veach's part, job well done on Travis Kelce's part, and hopefully the regression for Travis Kelce doesn't happen in any of those 4 years of the contract left.
Does he return to 1,000 yards next season, Jack Johnson?
I'm going to go with yes. I do think he will because he was so close and missed 2 games last year. Assuming he's healthy, I have no reason to doubt he'll get that.
Okay. Does he actually play out the contract to age 38?
I'm going to say yes on that as well.
You're locked in. You're dialed in. Barring any crazy injury, I would agree with you as well. Barring any crazy injury that would really throw him off. It's kind of the same thing we talked about Andy Reid. Andy Reid, it comes down to health. Didn't you say Andy Reid 2 more years? Isn't that the unpopular thing that you said, Andy Reid, 2 more years?
Yeah, I think he goes 2 more years.
Okay. They said that's the – maybe we didn't have that. I thought we played the game of who retires first, Travis Kelce or Andy Reid. I can't remember if we did that or not. Anywho, but it is intriguing to say the least. Yeah, look, Travis Kelce, I think he will get to 1,000 yards this year. How many more 1,000-yard seasons? He's currently sitting at 7, right? 7 straight. So he's looking for number 8 in his career. Does he reach double digits? Or does he stop at 9 for 1,000-yard seasons?
I think he could probably get 2 more in there. I think that is certainly possible. Let's see, he's 34 right now. I think that he could get 2 more 1,000-yard seasons. I mean, the workload that they give him in a 17-game season is almost always going to be near 1K, and the only way he wouldn't achieve that is probably injury.
Okay. Just make sure we're on the same page here. It's good news for Kansas City, to say the least. Got some more stuff here. This is coming from SpotTrack. And they put in guarantee money in 2024, previously was $0. Early offseason guarantees thereafter, the highest TEAAV, $17.125 million in history, and they are assuming a lower cap hit for 2024. That's what they are showing here. Because that, to me, Brett Veach is such a wizard when it comes to cap space and everything like that. I'm sure that's exactly what he's trying to figure out in his head is, hey, how can we give ourselves a little bit of extra space? Or, hey, we got the money now. Let's go ahead and pull the trigger and give those dollars to Travis Kelce. It's pretty incredible what Brett Veach is able to do. He gets Chris Jones to this huge contract, long-term extension, and then he throws an additional 2 years at Travis Kelce, gets those two guys taken care of. Patrick Mahomes, last offseason, they were able to shuffle around some money to make him the guy in the National Football League. Brett Veach also gives extensions to a few other individuals. He himself gets a nice little pay raise as well. All is well in Kansas City. All is well in Chiefs Kingdom as of right now. And rightly so. When you win 3 of the last 5, you got something rolling here. You got a dynasty. Got to keep all the pieces together. And that is so hard. It's so easy to say, yeah, keep all the guys together. It is way harder than you think. Because there are other franchises that are running into all sorts of problems. Josh Allen's contract is no longer cheap. And that's the case for a lot of those guys in the NFL. And it has made things rather challenging. Patrick Mahomes ends up getting a half a billion dollars, and yet Brett Veach still finds ways to get the job done. Now, Patrick Mahomes can overcome a lot of things. It looked like there for a little bit last regular season, they weren't going to be able to overcome much. But they found a way to get the job done for another Super Bowl. And now, trying to make it three in a row when it comes to Vince Lombardi trophies, that would truly be a defining moment for the Kansas City Chiefs franchise in the National Football League. But good for Travis Kelce. Try and think of some of the other things that might pop up here. I know the snap usage is the only thing I would be curious about. I think you've seen it dip as things roll along. But I'm really excited to see how things look this year with Travis Kelce being there, but also having Noah Gray, which is kind of a prove-it type of year, I would argue, for this organization. He was traded for. They got him in the draft. Things haven't exactly panned out at this point for Noah Gray. Now you bring in a little bit more competition with Wiley and Irv Smith. So there are your four tight ends there, which Andy Reid likes to keep on. Four tight ends when it comes to his roster. I don't think any of those guys are going to touch Travis Kelce, though. But he does need a little bit more help around him at wide receiver, but also in that room itself. So Travis Kelce, the breaking news right before the show, he is getting an additional 2 years for the Kansas City Chiefs, making the contract go all the way to 2027. He'll be 38 then. And right now, it looks like no signs of slowing down and no signs of retiring before that contract expires. 316-247-0923. Chiefs fans, what do you make of Travis Kelce being around for a couple of more years on that original contract? What do you think of Kansas City's Brett Veach being able to get the job done? Does he get another 1,000 yards this year? How many more 1,000-yard seasons does Travis Kelce have left? Let us know on the text line, 316-247-0923. We will shift to a little bit of college basketball with K-State in hour number two. We also have to break, or not break in, I should say. We also have to talk about Dylan Edwards being a member of the Kansas State Wildcats when it comes to football. 325, we'll talk about the Royals with Jack Johnson, and then after that, we'll have a Mount Rushmore Monday. When we return, our Beast of the Week, and it will still be somewhat related to the NFL draft, but maybe in a different way. We'll tell you about that when we come back to wrap up hour number one on The Pulse.
The heartbeat of Wichita sports fans. The Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Because of you, a high school student who has low vision packs for college. Because of you, a husband and father with a permanent eye injury brings home a paycheck. Because of you, a senior with advanced macular degeneration cooks dinner, balances her checkbook, and walks to the park. All of these accomplishments reflect your gifts in action. 100% of all donations directly impact Envision's programs and services. With your help, Envision can help to create a life of independence and fulfillment. If you would like to learn more about Envision or find out how you can help, visit helpenvision.com.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Start your day with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, ESPN Wichita listeners, are you ready to gear up for an epic summer? Look no further than Four Seasons RV, your go-to destination for new and pre-owned campers and RVs. Whether you're hitting the road for a tailgate or heading out for a camping adventure, they've got the perfect ride for you. With top-notch quality and unbeatable prices starting under $15,000, Four Seasons RV ensures you can hit the road with confidence. Don't wait, visit them today and get ready to make a summer of memories with Four Seasons RV. Visit KansasRV.com today.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less,
But people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Wichita's home for Chiefs coverage. ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM.
Blocking for Patty Mahomes himself? Oh, my. It's mind-blowing, but, you know, I'm going to have to come in there and, you know, let him trust me. Like, I got you. You know, nobody going to touch you. Even if we're Brady, nobody touch you.
With Worthy, you know, we were just waiting for him, and we tried to trade up early for him in the 20s. And we end up getting a little bit later.
Wichita's new sports leader, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM.
You know what movie I think of when I hear this song?
Not sure.
Hitch.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's been a long time since I've seen Hitch. Did you like it? You said it was a good one, but I thought it was solid all the way around. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I mean, Will Smith. You know what I watched this past weekend? I watched King Richard this past weekend. The movie dealing with the Williams sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And their dad. Will Smith can act a little bit. He can act just a little bit. All right. Hour number one coming to a close. We do have some breaking Wichita State Shockers news that we can dive into in hour number two. In addition to Kansas State, boy, it's been a fun weekend. Fun weekend, and now it's only continuing here on a Monday with Travis Kelce plus Wichita State news. Man, it's just been wild. We'll get into all that in hour number two, plus Jack Johnson's thoughts on what the Royals did this past weekend, and a Mount Rushmore Monday. Also, too, $30 worth of Cash Blitz instant tickets brought to you by the Kansas Lottery, all coming your way in the second hour. It is time for our Beast of the Week. And I told you it has an NFL draft feel to it. And that's because it's always a good feeling when you see a Kansas native get all the way to the top in some form. Cooper Beebe out of KC Piper ends up going to the Dallas Cowboys in round number three, which, not surprised with that family, there are some pretty impressive athletes in that BB family. And getting a chance to talk to Cooper last year at Big 12 Football Media Days, you can see why Cooper is so beloved and such a great player. There are some other individuals I want to note as well. Jaden Price signed with the Atlanta Falcons. He's from Mulvane, played defensive back at North Dakota State. He ends up getting an undrafted free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Such a cool story. I saw Taylor Eldridge wrote an article on Jaden Price, which hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show here before too long. I think that'd be kind of a cool thing. I can tell you we'll have this individual coming on the show here in a couple days, and that is Mason Fairchild of Andale. Didn't hear his name get called over the weekend, which I was bummed out for him. But the fact that he still gets a chance to go somewhere and prove himself, I think that's such a cool story. Mason Fairchild is just such a hard worker. And he is going to head to rookie minicamp with the Buffalo Bills. So congratulations to Mason. We'll talk to him about this past weekend and all that wonderful stuff coming up on Wednesday. other individuals to look after as well. Jeremiah Crawford out of Goddard ends up getting an invitation to the Carolina Panthers. You have Ben Nickel, who I actually saw play at McPherson College. He actually started at McPherson College as a wide receiver and was one of the to put in the work, and he ends up getting a shot with Washington. Hayden Gillum out of Plainville gets an invite for the Chicago Bears, and you also have Easton Dean out of LeBette County High School. He's going to get a shot with the Titans. Always love seeing all the Kansas flavor and all those guys getting an opportunity, just getting a shot. That's all I think these guys want. It's just an opportunity. And they are all going to get that shot, which I think is just super cool. So my beast of the week, shout out to all those Kansas natives that get the opportunity to do things at the next level. Mason Fairchild and Jaden Price, as well as Jeremiah Crawford, all those individuals being from around here, shout out to them. That's such a cool thing, to say the least. All right, Jack Johnson, those are my beast. What do you got for today?
I'm going to go on the NBA side of things and pick the star from the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards, who had 40 points in their series win against the Phoenix Suns, put up 36 in the game before on the road in Phoenix, and then 40 points the other night, 13 of 23 from the floor. Shot over 50% from deep as well, 7 of 13 on the night. And in three of those games, he had 30-plus points, 33, 36, and then, of course, 40, as I just brought up. So he was, of course, one of the main ones in that easy series win for the Timberwolves in their sweep of the Phoenix Suns. They take down Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and now move on as the number one, or surprise number one seed, I guess I should say, in the Minnesota Timberwolves, getting led by their star, young star, in Anthony Edwards.
Ant-Man, I know there are a lot of people in my group that talk about Ant. They absolutely love him. I do too. I think he's one of those fun guys to watch and root for. And I know for the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's been a struggle for the T-Wolves. It's been a struggle for all Minnesota fans. Let's just be real. I got a buddy who's a Minnesota guy. I know it's been rough for the Timberwolves and for the Twins and for everyone being up there. But hey, here's a little shining star for you with Ant. I like it. Like your pick there, Jack Johnson. All right, that's our Beast of the Week right here on The Pulse. Speaking of the NBA, we'll have Clippers and Mavericks on Wednesday. And then we'll pick up some more as things progress here for the NBA playoffs. We'll have the NBA Finals right here on ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM. Hour number two, college basketball news involving Wichita State and Kansas State. We'll try to sneak in a little K-State football news as well. 325, we'll have Royals Talk with Jack Johnson, Mount Rushmore Monday, and we'll give out $30 worth of Cash Blitz instant tickets. Should be a great hour number two. Looking forward to your text messages at 316-247-0923. Hour number two is straight ahead here on Wichita Sports Leader, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM.
Wichita's new sports leader, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM, KKGQ, Newton.